Republican Senator Dennis Baxley is ripping the landmark U.S. Supreme Court opinion on abortion.
It's a somber day for me to confront the reality that since Roe v. Wade, we have extinguished the lives of 60 million of our own offspring.
His fetal heartbeat bill has both sparked controversy and garnered support. It outlaws abortion once a heartbeat is detected.
We protect turtle eggs. We protect, you can go to prison for destroying an eagle's egg. And yet, somehow we reconcile that it's okay to put women in this position and open a doorway that says it's okay to destroy your offspring.
A similar bill called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act bans abortion after 20 weeks, and another bill would require parental consent for a minor to get an abortion.
It is unbelievable to even imagine that a minor child can get an elective surgical procedure, an abortion, without the consent of a parent.
Linda Bell is president of Florida Right to Life, which hosted the press conference alongside Baxley. Bell says she's been outraged by politicians in other states pushing what she sees as infanticide.
Then we watched in horror as the governor of Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam, described proposed legislation that not only allowed abortion up until birth, but the killing of a born alive infant.
And Governor Ron DeSantis criticized both New York and Virginia for their laws in his State of the State speech. Representative Mike Hill says there are 15 co-sponsors of the fetal heartbeat bill on the House side and 10 on the Senate side, which he claims is the most support by the numbers for any bill this session.
We are 180 degrees out. We are completely juxtaposed to what we saw happening in New York and what we heard the governor of Virginia saying. We celebrate life.
Complete lies. And without a respect, our colleagues have no idea what they were talking about. They're spreading lies, and it was an all-men panel of legislators pushing forward an unconstitutional six-week abortion ban that we know has been tested in courts. Not only is it unconstitutional, but it's at such an extreme point in a woman's pregnancy where she does not even know that she is pregnant yet.
Democratic Representative Anna Eskamani was on hand with a crowd of advocates who stand in opposition.
We call out our colleagues respectfully on their lies and ask that if you truly do care about supporting women and reducing the rate of abortion in this country, you'll support policies on access to contraception alongside comprehensive sexual health education.
Senator Lori Berman also joined with those protesting the measure. The Boynton Beach Democrat says she hopes the bill doesn't get the chance to go before a committee.
I hope not, but you never know. This is Tallahassee. Things go through that are unconstitutional all the time. We are very clear. This is unconstitutional. I hope it does not get a hearing.
Eskamani says the now more conservative makeup of the Florida Supreme Court is a concern, but the state's principal document may provide recourse.
Florida's constitution has an enumerated right to privacy that is protected, that has stopped many of the bills you've seen that are restricted towards abortion, whether it's 24-hour mandatory delay, was one a recent example. So yes, I mean, there is concern that we have a Supreme Federal Court now and a more conservative Florida court. So absolutely there's concern, but at the end of the day, Florida's state constitution continues to have a strong right to privacy that I know Floridians across this state support.
Republican lawmakers say they expect to see DeSantis sign the bill if it ever reaches his desk. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.